Winter is approaching, and once again, we want to make certain that Indiana is prepared to do more than ever before to help those who may have difficulty keeping the heat on and paying their heating bills, at least temporarily, in the cold months. Last year, we broke all records, both for the number of people helped, almost 160,000, the amount of dollars gathered to help those people. We expanded eligibility in two ways, up to 150% of the official poverty line, and then on top of that, a privately funded program we called Help Thy Neighbor to help people all the way up to 200% of that line. And we got through a tough winter with very high natural gas prices in pretty good shape. We're determined to do that again, and we believe we are very well prepared. Based on any estimates we have, we think we have gathered from public and private funds more than ever before, and more than we would expect, even under difficult circumstances, to be necessary. Must thank, first of all, the utilities who have stepped forward both with effective programs to contact and help people who might experience problems paying their bills, are contributing $1 million to the Help Thy Neighbor Fund, the supplemental fund, which we inaugurated last year. Obviously want to thank the community action agencies of the state who work with our low-income citizens. I want to make special mention of Goodwill Industries, one of the great action agencies of this nation. They ran this program last year on less than 2% administrative costs, so essentially every dollar that our family or other families gave to Help Thy Neighbor went to help a neighbor. And that's a sign of a very effective piece of service. So, Jim, thank you for that. So, once again, we're making available today contact information for those who might run into difficulty. If you are having trouble keeping the heat on, please make use of this system. I believe we're better prepared than ever before to keep the heat on for Hoosiers this winter. About 159,000 last year. That's up about 14%. I think it compares to 138,000, 39,000 in the year before. So on that order, and that reflected, I think, primarily the expansion of eligibility to reach people who still are low income by any definition, but to make this aid available to a wider circle of Hoosier families.
Governor, two of these utilities have pending applications before the Utility Commission to extend universal service programs. Do you support that, and how strongly, if you do support it, how strongly will you express that to the commissioner and the others?
I don't have a comment for you today, Martin.
Two of these companies have programs, shifts the cost to some other ratepayers, adds a surcharge to others to support heating assistance. Where do you stand on that, sir?
We are in the process of developing the record that will enable us to make our decision. Until that process is concluded, we, of course, cannot comment.
Governor, I thought that's what you'd say.
Last year, there was about 159,000 people. Is there any estimate on how many people this program is going to service this year?
No, I honestly don't know. There are a lot of variables, obviously. How cold is the winter? Where do natural gas prices go? And to some extent, I guess, how effective is outreach in letting people know about this help? I think last year, from anything I could tell, outreach was very, very good. And those people who really were without alternatives in most every case were reached and effective help was delivered. But again, our projection for need this year is between $50 and $55 million, and we believe we've gathered as much as $70 million against that need. So we're trying to be prepared even for a case that is worse than expected, but we will do what it takes to keep the heat on.
Yeah. their need is less than expected because of, we've already seen projections the prices won't be quite as bad.
Right.
Do you keep that money in reserve for the next winter, or do you yes. use it to help more people?
We would probably roll it over into next winter, which could be, for all we know, another very, very terrible one. We would probably carry some over, as we did this year. There's also the option to do more in weatherization, and we would look at that, but that's a decision for the end of the season when we know we've kept the heat on for people, see where we are, and looking forward, see what we think we'll need for the next year.
In the case of Citizens Gas and Cook Utility, roughly 1,800 still off from last summer. We'll be visiting each and every one of those homes individually in the coming weeks to try to offer assistance and information.
And at NIPSCO, I'm afraid I've not got a good number at this point in time. We are similar to Citizens in the process of working with customers to get them all turned back on, and I've just simply not seen an updated number.
In the case of Veteran, I don't have that number, but one of the benefits of this program, as it's been amended for this year, is it will actually apply to customers who are currently disconnected. Last year, it applied only if you were in a disconnect notice status. And so beginning in November, we'll be able to use these funds to help people get reconnected and have heat through the winter.
Governor, with the Help Thy Neighbor mentions crisis reconnection and regular or crisis reconnection benefits, how much can a person get if they need help with the reconnection fee, and does that also apply to a deposit?
Well, Jim, I'm going to ask you to help. It's case by case. I remember that the average contribution was between $300 and $350, or the average assistance, as I recall. But what about those categories that he asked about?
About $200.
Mm-hmm. Maximum $200. I'm sorry, $200. Yeah. And his question about reconnect as well.
Dan, can you? It can be applied to any of those categories, as long as the customer gets reconnected in the process.
Let me say that $200 comes from the Help Thy Neighbor, but there are those who receive that $200 that also receive funding from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
So that we, those of us up here, have no way of. It's a great question. We don't have a specific way of answering it, but it's upwards of $200 in many, many cases.
Thank you for coming.
I just have one more question. Last
sure.
year you were concerned that we were waiting for the federal government to,
mm-hmm.
To allocate money, and I just wondered, did we end up with enough? Was everyone served, and are we
yes.
waiting on anything this year?
Everyone was served. We're not waiting. We had some carryover funds. Last year, we reallocated some TANF, which is to say welfare funds, for this purpose to make sure we had additional provision. And between what's carried over and what is already known to be available, we think we're, as I say, in a strong position this year, probably with a cushion, probably against the likely need.
I'm sorry, was the last $34 million and what you guys are contributing, what's the total?
Say again, Mike.
What's the total that you think that you're going to be able to provide this year?
We have about $70 million from all sources. We project need between 50 and 55. Obviously, you want to have a margin of safety, and we hope that's an adequate margin. Any look at history says it would be, but again, we'll be watching week by week, and we'll make certain one way or another that we keep the heat on.
When was the last time prior to the last winter, if ever, that everybody who applied was served?
That I don't know. I don't know. There was one precedent, as I recall, one year back there somewhere, where eligibility was extended to 150%. It's in most places and in most years in the past, it was 125%. So we had more people eligible last year and did serve them. And again, this program reaches up, picks up people who might go all the way to 200%. So that both the number of people and the range of people served last year was an all-time record. I don't know what the closest second was.
Thank you.
Thanks to all who helped. Thank you very much.